Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day with great interest in the upcoming press briefing by the President of the United States and his coronavirus task force. First time in 2 weeks they're actually confronting the public. This is out because of the change in weather, I suspect, in the White House Rose Garden. Or could it be in the Rose Garden because the evidence seems to be that the coronavirus does not spread as easily, is not communicated as easily from one person to another when you're out of doors. It's one of the reasons that people who spent their Mother's Day weekend like we did by walking and walking and walking and walking. And we did get a chance to walk with our older granddaughter and her parents on Mother's Day, all separated appropriately by 6 feet of distance. But so they're outdoors in the Rose Garden, the press assembling to pose questions to the president. Now, undoubtedly, some of the questions will be about two members, one of whom is very prominent, of his official family who have come down with coronavirus, or at least a positive test, and talk about what they can do to make the White House safe. This is a very serious matter, because I think that the one question that occurs to me is, if the White House can't be secured against coronavirus, if we can't protect the president, who, by the way, with age and with his hearty appetite for food, which is apparent, he cannot afford to get the coronavirus. It is not a good idea. And regardless of how you feel about the President of the United States, to have a sick President of the United States, a president who's physically ill, would be absolutely terrible and exactly what the country doesn't need. So let us all pray for his continued safety. I'm sure we'll be hearing about that. We've also heard over the weekend an interview on Yahoo News with another president, a president named Barack Obama, who was not at all shy about giving his negative opinion about the way that his successor handled the onset of the pandemic. Listen to President Obama.
It has been an absolute chaotic disaster. When that mindset of what's in it for me and to heck with everybody else, when that mindset is operationalized in our government.
Okay. Larry Kudlow was asked to respond, the president's economic advisor, who also should live and be well and be safe from coronavirus. Larry was asked on George Stephanopoulos on ABC how he responds to what Obama said about the handling by the president of the coronavirus pandemic. Listen.
With all due respect to the former president, I really don't want to get into a political back and forth here. I don't know what he's talking about. I mean, with all the assistance we've done, with all the infrastructure that we, the Trump administration, working with governors and mayors and with Congress, with respect to testing, with respect to all manner of, you know, PPE, medical equipment, with respect to ventilators. You know, this President Trump, one thing shouldn't be lost here. He has, and it's unusual in these emergency situations, he's made great use of the private sector. Talking about that earlier in terms of reopening in a safe manner. You know, we have relied very heavily on the smartest people in this country who won retail operations, pharmaceutical companies, biotech companies. You've got automobile companies producing ventilators at a rapid rate. We've ramped up the testing. We have the world's largest testing percentages by far. So I don't understand what President Obama is saying. It just sounds so darn political to me.
Okay, of course it's political. And it's very disappointing and very unnecessary and very unhelpful. It's one of the reasons, frankly, that I think President Trump would have been well advised to engage all the former presidents, maybe not Jimmy Carter, who has his own health challenges. I mean, Jimmy's in his 90s. But you have President Bush, you have President Obama, you have President Clinton, who are right there. And get them involved in helping with this thing. So you don't have that cheap shot Obama attack on Trump, on his handling of the coronavirus, on the handling by the Attorney General of the Michael Flynn retreat, which, by the way, has also been so mischaracterized by some members of the media. There was a truly egregious example of that on CBS News. Actually NBC News, pardon me. And it was an edited clip of Bill Barr. And it's extraordinary what Chuck Todd did with it. Because what it does, it edits the clip in such a way as to change its entire meaning and significance. Listen to the way that Chuck Todd sets this up.
I want you to listen to this Bill Barr answer to a question about what will history say about this. Wait till you hear this answer. Take a listen.
When history looks back on this decision, how do you think it will be written?
Well, history is written by the winner, so it largely depends on who's writing the history.
I was struck, Peggy, by the cynicism of the answer. It's a correct answer, but he's the Attorney General. He didn't make the case that he was upholding the rule of law. He was almost admitting that, yeah, this is a political job.
Okay, that would be a perfectly fair response by Chuck Todd if that had been all that Bill Barr actually said in response to that question. But here is the real context of the quote by Bill Barr, who was asked the question, what will history say? And here is what Bill Barr actually said in response to it. Listen to how profoundly different it is.
When history looks back on this decision, how do you think it will be written?
Well, history is written by the winner, so it largely depends on who's writing the history. But I think a fair history would say it was a good decision because it upheld the rule of law. It upheld the standards of the Department of Justice, and it undid what was an injustice.
Okay, he was talking, of course, about the dropping of charges against Michael Flynn. And you could argue back and forward whether it was the right thing to do or a terrible thing to do, but there just is no justification for editing a clip in such a way that it totally alters its very nature. The Meet the Press later apologized for not playing the whole clip, responding to a lot of pushback that they got. They wrote back yesterday, "You're correct. Earlier today, we inadvertently and inaccurately cut short a video clip of an interview with A.G. Barr before offering commentary and analysis. The remaining clip included important remarks from the Attorney General that we missed, and we regret the error." President Trump is going on live. We'll come directly back to him moments from now, right here on The Medved Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Most of us, nearly all of us, in fact, have been spending so much more time at home recently that now is the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of our sleep with MyPillow. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the radio listener special page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED or call 1-800-320-6280. If you order Mike Lindell's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this amazing opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280. Or go to the radio listener's special page at MyPillow.com. Promo code MEDVED.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The president is speaking from the Rose Garden. He's speaking in front of a whole phalanx of American flags, talking about the administration's successes in ramping up testing. Listen.
And this major commitment is possible because of the massive mobilization of American industry, including Puritan Medical Products, U.S. Cotton, Abbott Labs, and Thermo Fisher. Some of these incredible companies produced rapidly for us, and their products are here with us this afternoon. These are all different products that were literally just developed. And if you can imagine that, and these are the best machines and the best equipment anywhere in the world, and other countries are calling us, and we're trying to work as much as we can, not only on ventilators, but also with testing. My administration also continues our tireless effort to expand testing in the most underserved communities. Through our partnership with the private sector, leading pharmacies and retailers are now operating over 240 testing sites across the country, and that's in addition to all of the other sites that we have working. 70% of these sites are located in communities with unique vulnerabilities.
The camera,
there will be more than 300 sites by the end of this week, and retailers
are making
plans to
open up President Trump has on desks alongside his podium. Listen.
These additional sites are helping us ensure access to testing in every community. My administration is fighting relentlessly to protect all citizens of every color and creed from this terrible virus, the invisible enemy. In addition to vast amounts of testing supplies, my administration has partnered with the private sector to coordinate the delivery of more than 90 million N95 masks, and these are of the highest quality. Many are made right here in the United States, a capacity we didn't have at all at the beginning. 126 million surgical masks, likewise, many are made here. 9 million face shields, 21 million surgical gowns, 993 million gloves, and 10,690 ventilators. We're building thousands of ventilators in numerous plants all across our country. It's incredible, actually. This global pandemic has inflicted great pain and hardship on our people. It should have never been allowed to happen. It should have been stopped at the source. We mourn for every life the virus has claimed, and we share the grief of all of you who've lost a loved one, and that goes worldwide, too. Many, many countries, 184 countries at least. Thanks to the courage of our citizens and our aggressive strategy, hundreds of thousands of lives have been saved. And we have saved, and if you look at on a per 100,000 basis, we're at the best part of the pack, right on the bottom. Germany and us are leading the world. Germany and the United States are leading the world. Lives saved per 100,000.
That's
in every generation, through every challenge and hardship and danger, America has risen to the task. We have met the moment, and we have prevailed. Americans do whatever it takes to find solutions, pioneer breakthroughs, and harness the energies we need to achieve a total victory. Day after day, we're making tremendous strides with the dedication of our doctors and nurses. These are incredible people. These are brave people. These are warriors. With the devotion of our manufacturing workers, food suppliers, and lab technicians, and with the profound patriotism of the American people, we will defeat this horrible enemy. We will revive our economy, and we will transition into greatness. That's a phrase you're going to hear a lot, because that's what's going to happen. We're going into the third quarter, and we're going to do well. In the fourth quarter, we're going to do very good, and next year I think we're going to have one of the best years we've ever had, because there's a tremendous pent-up demand. It's a demand, and I'm feeling it. I've felt things a lot over my life, and I've made a lot of good calls. It's a demand like I don't think I've ever seen. There's a pent-up demand. There's a spirit in this country like few have seen. And I think you can say, and we've helped a lot of the countries a lot. Really a lot. There's a tremendous spirit all over the world to beat this terrible thing. But we're transitioning to greatness, and the greatness is going to be in the fourth quarter, but it's really going to be next year, and it's going to be a year like we've never had before. I really believe that as good as we've done, and we've done great, we had the best economy in the history of the world, not just here, but anywhere in the world. You can talk China, you can talk any other country. We had the best economy anywhere in the world, and we were going for numbers, whether it was unemployment numbers, where we had our best numbers, Employment also numbers a little different, where we had our best numbers, almost 160 million people. All of that, we had the greatest stock market numbers ever. I think we had 142 days where we set records. In a short period of time, 152 days, we set records in the stock market. We rebuilt our military, all built in the United States, all of our equipment built, $1.5 trillion plus. On the southern border, the wall is being built. It's being built rapidly, and now you don't hear the opponents talking too much about the border. They don't like to talk about it because it seemed that we were right on a lot of things. One of the things we were right about, one of the many things, was the border. We have a very powerful border now. We had one of the best weeks in the history of our border between the United States and Mexico, our southern border. We had very few people coming in, very, very few, almost record low numbers. And the wall is being built. It's up to 181 miles already. It's being built. It's being built rapidly. People don't talk about it anymore because it's very successful. And the area where the wall has built, that is a lot still. But we want to be up to 450 by a very short period of time. Early next year, we should be up to 450. And very shortly after that, over 500 miles to be completed. But it's had a tremendous impact. But again, we've had the best numbers. The last thing we want now with this pandemic is for people to come across our southern border. And again, we're doing record numbers, meaning record low numbers. So I just want to thank everybody, and I want to introduce Admiral Guar. If you could, please come up. And Brad, if you would, Brad Smith. And they're going to do a little explaining as to what we've done with regard to testing and how successful it's been. And then we'll take some questions after that. Thank you very much.
And the president getting ready to step down. And we will come back to particularly with the president taking his questions from reporters. I'm sorry, I mean, I have to say it. When the president says we have the lowest deaths per 100,000 other than Germany, that is simply not the case. We are, unfortunately, we have about one third of the total deaths that have been monitored in the world are American deaths. We're about 5%, maybe 6% of the world population. So partially because right now Russia is third with the total number of cases, and Russia only recently started even reacting to the coronavirus. You may remember they now have 220,000 cases in Russia all of a sudden. So they may have much worse death rates than we do at some point. But we suffered because it hit the United States relatively early. We will be back to the president and to his press briefing on the coronavirus and the ramping up of testing, which is so important, and good for him for doing that. We'll be right back on the MedVet Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House wants all nursing home residents and staff to be tested for coronavirus in the next 2 weeks. The vice president telling governors on Monday that the Trump administration and coronavirus task force are strongly recommending this be done. Dr. Deborah Birx of that White House task force saying that testing should be focused on all 1 million nursing home residents. Iowa Republican Governor Kim Reynolds is confirming her intention to self-isolate after Vice President Mike Pence's press secretary tested positive for coronavirus last week.
Out of an abundance of caution, I will follow a modified quarantine plan similar to what Dr. Fauci and other White House administration members have announced that they're doing.
The governor is saying, though she did not come in direct contact with the infected staffer during her visit to the White House, you're listening to USA Radio News.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Serious. Christine Blasey Ford claimed to have been groped by Justice Kavanaugh when he was a drunken 17-year-old. Tara Reid insists Joe Biden assaulted her when he was a 50-year-old senator and her boss. Moreover, the first time Dr. Ford ever spoke to anyone about her allegations came 30 years after the purported event, in conversation with her therapist, while Reid discussed her charges with at least four friends or family members in the same year they allegedly occurred. In neither case does it make sense to disqualify a candidate for high office based solely on dubious long-ago charges by a single accuser. Applying that standard to Biden means the Democrats should acknowledge the far flimsier grounds they had for attempting to destroy justice. The Michael Medved Show. The press briefing is continuing at the White House. Admiral Graar is talking about the testing and how it's going forward. For one matter, I was just looking at the numbers of the deaths per 1 million population, and the United States has done it's middle of the pack. It's well. We are not a disaster. It's not like what President Obama said. It's not been a chaotic disaster. We've done much better than Spain or the UK or Italy. Not quite as well as Canada or Peru or China or India or Saudi Arabia for that matter. But let's go listen to Admiral Graar, and then I think we're going to be hearing from Kenneth Hahn of the FDA coming up. We'll be right there at the press briefing in the White House Rose Garden.
Operating officer to make all of this come together. Brad.
Thank you, Admiral. I want to talk through a little bit specifically the work that we've been doing with the states. So as the Admiral mentioned, over the past few weeks, we've been working with each state to set a target for their testing goal for May. Over the series of a couple of different calls, we've aligned on what those goals are. And as the Admiral mentioned and the President mentioned, they add up to over 12.9 million tests in the month of May. For every state, this is greater than 2% of their population in the entire state being tested in May. And for many states, it's a much higher number than that. When you compare this, as the President mentioned, to South Korea is actually below that 2%, not for a month, but for their total test to date since the start of the year. And so our states have come together to set really ambitious goals that we're excited to support them in meeting. If you go to the next slide. As I talked about last time in the press briefing, there are really three parts to making sure that a test can happen. The first part is the specimen collection supplies, the second part is the machines, and the third part are the lab supplies that the machines need to run. And what we've been working to do is to make sure that each state has all three of those parts to be able to conduct the number of tests. The first part is the specimen collection supplies. The commercial market today is providing a large number of these supplies already to states and already to hospitals. But we wanted to ensure that every state had more than what they needed to be able to conduct the number of tests they're aiming in May. So what we've done is we've purchased enough tests to support the state testing goals for May and June. So we will be sending more than 12.9 million swabs and over 10 million media to the states over the course of May, and a similar or greater number over the course of June. In addition, we have several million in reserve, so if states are able to exceed their goal in the third and fourth week of May, we can provide them even more swabs and transport media. And again, this is in addition to what's already available in the commercial market. If you go to the next slide. There are large numbers, has been talked about many times, a large number of testing machines across the country, over 5,000 different machines that can conduct these tests. The key part is making sure that the machines and that the labs have enough supplies to run the machines.
Jeremy,
there will be in the month of May commercially produced.
Go back to when the president comes back on to answer questions, but taking about a look at the slides with the different machines that are being used for testing, I am not sure that is as riveting as it should be. I'll tell you what is riveting is a truly prominent American historian and a brilliant guy who I greatly admire. His name is Walter Russell Mead. He taught for years at Yale. He is now has an endowed chair at Bard College, which is a very wonderful private college in the Hudson River Valley. In any event, Walter Russell Mead is also a columnist for the Wall Street Journal. And in the Wall Street Journal, he has a column, What Trump Has in Common with Napoleon. And immediately people say, wow, what does Trump have in common with Napoleon? Trump's a big guy. He's over 6 feet. He says 6'3". Napoleon was notoriously a little guy, apparently not quite as little as some people think. He may have been 5'6", may have been 5'7". In any event, here's what Walter Russell Mead says. The question for Trump watchers, he writes in the Journal, is whether the coronavirus will do to his presidency what the 1812 Russian invasion did to Napoleon's empire. Has Mr. Trump found an enemy that he cannot defeat? And will it enable his opponents to bring him down at last? And he reports, early on, Napoleon, like Trump, had such advantages that nobody could beat him. And then he says the combination of intense preparation and strategic intuition was critical to Mr. Trump's rise as well. He studied his battle terrain, public opinion, through long careers as a casino developer and a reality television host. He's back up at the podium. Here is the President of the United States.
I don't think the system broke down at all. One person tested positive, surprisingly, because the previous day tested negative. And three people that were in contact, relative contact, who I believe they've all tested totally negative, but they are going to, for a period of time, self-isolate. So that's not breaking down. It can happen. It's the hidden enemy. Remember that. It's the hidden enemy. So things happen. But three tested negative. The one who tested positive will be fine. It will be absolutely fine. Yeah. John?
Hey, what do you Mr. say, Mr. President, to other companies who may look at this and say, I don't know if we're ready for all this?
Well, I think, you know, we have a lot of people in the White House, and we had one. Basically, we had one person. So we had a lot of people that work here. This building is shocking if you look at the numbers, and it's also tremendous numbers of people coming in. Normally, you wouldn't do that, but because we're running a country, we want to keep our country running. So we have a lot lot of people coming in and out. Many of those people, most of those people are tested depending on what portion of the Oval Office area they're going in. Everybody coming into the president's office gets tested. And I felt no vulnerability whatsoever, John. But the two people, as I said, and three people are, they have been tested and it's negative, and they'll be probably out of quarantine very quickly. Okay?
John? If I can follow up on that, your staff, your senior staff, as you just referenced, is able to get tested every day. When will it be that Americans across the country will be able to get tested every day as they go back to work?
Very soon. I mean, really very soon. It's an interesting question because normally you would have said that you are not tested and you would have been, you know, knocking us for not getting tested. So if we get tested, it's a problem. And if we don't get tested, it's a problem. But I like the way your question was phrased better this way, because it is a positive. We are tested. We have great capability. You look at all of these machines here. They're incredible machines. They're the best anywhere in the world. No place in the world has this kind of equipment. Other countries are calling, sophisticated countries, and they're calling lots of countries. And we're trying to make as much as we can available to them, because there's nothing like what we've been able to do in literally a couple of months. What they've been able to do, the private sector, how they got it done. This is a 5 to 15 minute test, as an example, the Abbott Laboratories test. These tests are highly sophisticated, very quick, very good. This is things that didn't even exist a short while ago. So we do have a great testing capability. At the White House, we're doing it. And I think, generally speaking, we had a call with the governors the other day. Generally speaking, without exception, they were all extremely happy with what's going on with respect to their testing. Okay?
But should people be told to go back to work until they have that assurance that they and their coworkers are able to get a test, which we're still not there?
We're leaving that up to the governors, as you know, and if we see something wrong, we'll call them out and we'll stop it. But we are leaving it up to the governors. Some are being not aggressive enough, in my opinion, and some are being a little bit aggressive, but they're being very careful. And the people of the country, they've learned a lot over the last 2 months. They've learned about social distancing and washing your hands and other things that we've all learned and talked about. They've learned about, I see everybody, just about everybody has a face mask on. They've learned about face masks.
That's the President of the United States at the White House press briefing, answering questions immediately, as I assumed he would confront those questions, about the press secretary to Vice President Pence, who has tested positive for the coronavirus. More of the president interacting with the press as soon as we come back on the MedVed Show. This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 at AmericanFederal.com. Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com? They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year. When I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donald J. Trump from the White House continuing his press briefing. He has been emphasizing all day the phrase transition to greatness. He's talking about moving from this depressing moment in the economy to a revived economy. He says that's definitely going to happen unless somebody messes it up by raising taxes. And then he answers who that somebody might be. He says it's the Democrats. Here's the president.
He has a mask on. We've had... just about everybody I've seen today has worn a mask. Yeah.
Were you the one who required that, sir?
Yeah, I did. I did. I required it. Yes. Please. Go ahead.
Mr. President, you're now promising that everyone who needs a test will be able to get one at some point soon. Can you give us some figures on what you're changing to ramp up testing? When will that be a true statement exactly? And how exactly are you going to accomplish that?
Well, it's a true statement already. We have more testing than any country in the world by far, but I'll let Admiral go into a little bit of the future.
When you look at the testing numbers that we worked with collaboratively with the state leadership, it's not just with the governor, but the state health officers, the state epidemiologists, the public health labs, it's really a combination of testing those who need something for diagnosis, diagnostic testing, tracing, so testing those who have been around the people with a diagnosis. But the largest fraction of that is really moving into surveillance, that is testing those who are asymptomatic. And when you do the numbers, this amount of testing on a state-to-state basis really is in the range that we need to accomplish all of that, certainly within the range that we need. So it really encompasses those three things. The other thing I would say is, particularly as we move into the summer, there are surveillance mechanisms, and I talked about them before, like a weather radar. And just think about that weather radar. The influenza-like illness network, which is at about 75% of healthcare institutions, and syndromic surveillance. So if we see a blip on that weather radar, combined with CDC personnel in every single state and with contact tracers, we really run to the fire, right? And that's when you detect, you trace, and you shut off that outbreak right when it starts.
Right behind the Admiral, I should say, they have a large sign, like a bulletin board, that says the United States leading the world in testing.
Americans cannot. So yeah. When will the rest of America have the same access that members of your own White House have to testing?
And you know what? If we didn't get the tests, if we did no tests in the White House, you'd be up complaining, why aren't you getting tests for the White House? See, we can't win, because if we didn't get the tests, you'd be up, I understand you very well, better than you understand yourself. And frankly, if we did get tests done, you'd be up complaining about the fact that we didn't have the tests done. Now that we're doing so well on tests and so quick and so fast, 5 minutes, etc., and so accurate, you're complaining that we're getting too many tests. So you can't win. Go ahead, Phil.
Yeah, Mr. President, many Americans want to return to their normal lives, but they're afraid to do so. How can you ensure Americans that it's safe to go to their own workplaces when the most secure workplace in the country, the White House, cannot contain the spread of the coronavirus? It's infected some of your own staff.
Well, when you say some, so we have a person, and the person got something happened right after a test was done. Three other people met that person, came into relative contact, very little contact, and they're self-quarantining. That is not exactly not controlling it. I think we've controlled it very well. We have hundreds and hundreds of people a day pouring into the White House. It's a massive office complex, including the very large building right behind us that you know so well. So I think we're really doing a very good job in watching it, and I think it's very well contained, actually. And part of the reason it is because of all the tests we're able to give. But it was one person, and the other people were only people that quarantined. You understand this, Phil. They're quarantined for a specific reason. The reason is they were in the general proximity of the one person. And the one person, I believe, will be fine in a very short period of time.
Why hasn't Vice President Pence followed the CDC guidelines of self-isolation and other people who might have been exposed?
Well, that I'm going to have to ask that. He will give you that information. Whatever he is proceeding and doing, he will give you that information. I'll make sure that they put out a notice. John, go ahead, please.
Mr. President, up until now, it's thought that the most vulnerable people were those above the age of 60 or 70 or 80, and the children were pretty much, I don't want to say immune from this, but weren't affected by it. But all day long in the news today, we have been hearing and seeing this terrible syndrome that some 85 children have now. Three of them have died. What is the task force talking about in terms of that, and what could be done about it?
Yeah, we're seeing that all over the world now with young children. Very, very tiny percentage, but it's still the swelling and the skin rash. And we're looking at that very closely, John. It's a phenomenon that's just been brought to everyone's attention a couple of weeks ago. Admiral, you may have something to say about that.
So thank you for pointing that out. And again, I've said many times I'm a pediatrician and a pediatric ICU doctor. This syndrome, which we call or similar to Kawasaki syndrome, it has been seen in a novel coronavirus before, and it's associated with illnesses. So we have a very strong activation on this. We do know treatments for this, but the CDC is interacting actively with the pediatric intensive care unit network to create case definitions and to understand how this is going and if there are predispositions. The National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute, I spoke to Dr. Gary Gibbons, who directs that, who is advancing many research projects based on that. The ASPR, the Assistant Secretary for Preparedness and Response, has a team out in several areas looking at if there are any special treatments. We know what the basic treatment is, but this is a little bit different than we normally see. So there really is an activation among all the branches within HHS, working with networks at children's hospitals and ICU nets. It is a small percentage, but it is quite frightening. And this reflects the fact that this virus affects the vasculature. We see clotting, we see strokes. And this is a vasculature phenomenon of inflammation we see in children.
President, with this newly emerging syndrome now among young children, what do you say to parents who would like to get their children back to school but are now looking at this and potentially afraid to do that?
Well, again, it's a tiny percentage, but you're right. So we're looking into it very strongly. And the Admiral, as he said, he's known about this for long before this happened.
But it is a very, very small percentage. And people recover from that. The children recover from that. Right?
Yeah, yes, sir. Most do recover from this, but it is a serious and it can be a fatal condition. We do want to make sure that parents understand that high fevers, red rashes, particularly in your child, you may need to contact your healthcare provider. There are treatments for this. They work very effectively if gotten early, at least for the vast majority of the cases.
We're studying that very closely, and it's been on the radar for weeks, actually, because we've seen this for quite a while, but it's been very rare, but we're looking at it very closely. It's very important to us. I think one of the things we're most proud of is this just came out, deaths per 100,000 people, death. So deaths per 100,000 people, Germany and the United States are at the lowest rung of that ladder, meaning low is a positive, not a negative. Germany and the United States are the two best in deaths per 100,000 people, which, frankly, to me, that's perhaps the most important number there is. Please go in the back, please.
He's looking at figures.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. I have two questions, one on the Ahmaud Arbery case and one on the coronavirus. The first on the coronavirus, the vice president is said to be in some sort of self-isolating, keeping his distance from people. What do you say to Americans who say, how can you keep me safe? How can you reopen the government if even the vice president is self-isolating? And why hasn't testing gotten up to the point where every American who wants a test can get a test?
Well, the vice president, first of all, has been tested, and he's negative, and was tested yesterday, tested today, and he's negative. He's in very good shape, and I think that that's going to be fine. As far as Americans getting a test, they should all be able to get a test right now. They should be able to get a test. That's the problem with a question like that. We go through a whole announcement saying we're number one in the world by far, by a factor of two and even three and four, depending on where you're looking. And I get a question, when will everybody be able to get tested? If somebody wants to be tested right now, they'll be able to be tested. As far as the incident, I think it's horrible, and it's certainly being looked at by many people. I'm speaking to many people about it. I saw the picture of him in his tuxedo. It was so beautiful. I mean, he looks like a wonderful young guy. Would have been a wonderful...
He's talking about the White House military attaché, valet, who had been assigned to the White House primarily to deal with Vice President Pence, but he'd also been serving meals to the President and the First Lady. He has tested positive. He is recovering and in isolation. When we come back, we'll be speaking with Professor Paul Kangor at some point about some controversial comments he made last time he was on the show. We will also go back to the presidential press conference, the press briefing from the Coronavirus Task Force and This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Maybe you're skeptical that Relief Factor, 100% drug-free Relief Factor, can really help you get out of pain. I can understand if Relief Factor were a brand new product. Sure, I'd be skeptical too. But Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, started the company almost 7 years ago. And we've been talking about it all that time, virtually every day. And now tens of thousands of people have ordered the 3-week quick start and are taking it every day to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is here to stay for a very good reason. So go ahead, be a little skeptical, but I suggest you might become like me and so many others who've tried it, a believer. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee pain, or back pain in my case, from just getting older, exercise, or everyday living, the 3-week quick start is discounted to only $19.95. It's like a trial pack. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning
population, guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.